Good morning, Oroville. Today's Thursday, 28th of April, sunny and already hot morning here in Oroville on 32 with forecast of very warm with clouds and breaks of sun and clear to partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low 28 to high 35 with heat index of 42 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index on 9, humidity on 75%, and southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 67%. This morning we had visitors from Adi Shakti, Ashika, Aravind, Bindu, Rajiv. They came and shared with us announcements for the last weekend of month-long Remembering Veena Panchala Festival. Good morning, everybody. We have guests from Adi Shakti today. We know already Ashika and Aravind. Good morning.
Good morning.
Then we have two Kabir musicians and actors, Bindu and Vedant.
Yes.
And director Rajiv
Krishnan.
Yes. This is the last weekend remembering Veena Panchala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us start. What you gonna share? Maybe Bindu and Vedant. What you gonna share with the audience tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow we'll share Kabir songs and maybe a few other mystic poets also. Mm-hmm. Songs that really move us, inspire us, and songs that we love sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, our first collaborator album was launched at the Sacred Music Festival in 2012, 4 years ago.
Here in
April? In April, yes.
Oh, you were here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that one. And you are also acting in the How to Skin a Giraffe, right?
Bindu is acting and I'll be doing the music for the play. Along
so
with Anushka.
Versatile artist, right, so to speak.
Yeah.
You are the director of How to Skin the Giraffe.
Yeah, sort of. I'm the person who sits outside and, tells people if things work or not. Mostly I'm wrong, and we figure it out as we go along.
Man, I would like to be also director that way, you know. The title actually applies, that is might be another children's play, is correct?
The title actually sounds scary, you know. So we were afraid that whatever the animal rights organizations would object.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's not a scary play. Mm-hmm. It's not about abusing animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a social satire with a lot of fun and humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also leaves you something to think about. So do come and watch.
So it's not a children's play?
It can be. I mean, we've had a lot of children watch the play and enjoy it as well. Because it's not just about dialogues. There's a lot of music. Vedant and Anushka are the musicians in the play. There are lots of songs in the play.
Mm-hmm.
Bindu sings a song, for instance. And it's also visually quite a rich play. So I think...
Mm-hmm.
Kids will enjoy just watching and listening.
Could be,
yeah.
You said it's satire. About what?
It's about, it was written 200 years ago by it's inspired by a play that was written 200 years ago by a German dramatist called Georg Büchner. And
mm-hmm.
he died at 23, but he's rated as one of the really like the all-time great German dramatists. It's a play called Leonce and Lena, which inspired us.
Oh.
And it's about choices you make in life. Can you buck? Can you change your fate? Or can you change your destiny? Or do you end up always doing things which were intended for you from the day you were born? So using that as a premise, we go on a journey with two characters, the hero and the heroine, and see what happens to them, whether they're able to change their destiny or, do they end up coming back? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sounds really interesting. That play is again in collaboration with Goethe Institute?
Yeah.
Was supported by the Goethe Institute, yes.
Mm.
It still is.
No, I mean, it was originally commissioned in 2013 for Buchner's 200th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And since then, it's been touring, it's traveled quite a bit.
Where have you performed?
We performed in Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad, Kochi. Recently, we performed in Delhi, then in Trishur. theatre festivals, Bombay.
Practically all over the India.
Quite a few places. Hyderabad. Yeah.
It's oh boy.
Dharwad.
Wait. As far as I know, the group is called Purge.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's from?
Chennai.
That's close, yeah.
It was originally also, the play was a collaboration between two theatre groups, one Perch based in Chennai and the other Rafiki based in Bangalore. So that's how it...
Rafiki?
It's a theatre group called Rafiki.
Okay. Apart from Kabir music and How to Skin a Giraffe, what else are we going to see this weekend, which is the closing one?
This is actually on Friday, 7:30 p.m., there will be an Odissi recital of Odissi dance by Vandana Supriya and Purnima Karthik.
Mm-hmm.
They will have live musicians. It's always very exciting to see dance when the musicians are live instead of a tape recorder playing. And the musicians are Shruti Kamath, Ganesh Desai, Shipshankar Satpati and Prakash Hegde.
Mm-hmm.
29th April, Friday. 7:30 p.m.
Tomorrow 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
But before that, at 6 o'clock, is Kabir
Fest. It's the Kabir song. Come for the Kabir songs and stay on for the Odissi dance.
Cool. What are you guys going to do after, when the festival is over?
We're going to take a break.
You suffer for months.
No, we didn't suffer.
We didn't suffer.
But we'll take breaks individually, away from each other.
Absolutely. That's the break. That's the break.
That's cool. And you two are also coming to Adi Shakti often, or you, Rajiv?
Yeah, regular
visitor.
We've been visiting. Bindu's first time in Adi Shakti.
Mm-hmm. Rajiv brings plays to Adi Shakti quite often.
Over the years,
the last festival, he brought another play called Under the Mangosteen Tree.
Which
had very good response.
We also did a play in November called Monkey and the Mobile.
Yeah.
That's our latest play we performed November last year. So we, for the past 2 years, we've been coming quite regularly to Adi Shakti. Yeah.
What is the reason?
Because it's a lovely place and it's got great energy.
And old associations we have.
Mm. Yeah.
Vinapani and Rajiv and all of us have known each other for a long time.
Mm. I would agree with Rajiv. The place is really beautiful. How it was done? How it was made?
It is just an aspiration and a dream which Vinapani pursued. We started in Bombay in 1981 and at times there was no money for tea for the group. So people were buying their own teas. This woman kept pushing with no backing, no big daddies, no corporate backups, and look at what she's got. This is the force of her ideas. People believed in her ideas and backed them. That's how we are here now.
No, it's a really beautiful space.
Yeah.
You would like to play, I think, because you got your... How you call it? It's a small guitar, but it's not small guitar. Ukulele?
This is a ukulele.
Yeah.
You would like to play something, right?
Oh, yes. What do you do?
Ponadala poye poche Punavarka porandache
Skin a Giraffe, now they'll sing a Kabir song. Thank you.
And Bindu, thank you. So that we're going to hear tomorrow at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to convey to the listeners?
Yeah, we just like to ask everybody and anybody and
all of you,
their uncles, aunts, enemies, friends, everybody to come in full force to Adi Shakti.
Where are you going to put us? A small place, no?
We'll put you in... There are many places where we can put you, including the swimming pools.
Yeah. All family, friends and other animals.
Yeah, please come in large numbers the next 3 days to Adi Shakti.
Thank you for coming and see you tomorrow, after tomorrow, after tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll say, be there or be square.
That's a trend.
Today at 5 p.m. at Pavilion Tibetan Culture, the true stories of volunteers with Avigal, long-term volunteer, who will share her story on work with our culture on earth from flowers for past 8 years. In your calendar should mark the Saturday, April 30th at 5 p.m. because at Sacred Grooves they have decided to upcycle too. They would like to upcycle their negative feelings into positive acts of reconciliation. They would like to transform their angst into a riot of peace, kindness and togetherness. So from their end they would like to invite specially the Sacred Grooves oppositions, the key members of some working groups and prominent members of the Orville community to a peaceful meeting at the Energy Center in Sacred Grove site at the end of Earth Week, Saturday 30th at 5 p.m. But of course, everybody else are also welcome to join and support with their aspiration and presence. They will use the power of silence and chanting to come together. They will invoke Mother and Sri Aurobindo's force to descend and heal our differences in seeking a truer collaboration. Otherwise, on Saturday 30th at 4 p.m. in front of Unity Pavilion, invitation for building the Oceana Pavilion in International Zone. So they are inviting all people of Oceana present in Orville for a gathering. You will gather for a tour of the site, set aside in the International Zone for the Oceania Pavilion, and sit for discussion to see how collectively you can take this project forward. On Saturday 30th of April at 5:30 p.m. we are invited to the Mohana Kindergarten Open House and we can come and enjoy their 13th Mohana Kindergarten Open House, an annual day celebration. Kindergarten is located in Sanjeevi Nagar village. On May 1st is a World Laughter Day, so at 5:30 p.m. we are invited to come to Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture, to join thousands around the globe for words and laughter, for peace, unity and harmony. You should bring your family and friends and stay and enjoy drumming and continue great time. At Cinema Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Bhumika, the role dire by Stan Bengal, made in India in 1977. At the Coffee Club at Sadhana Forest, on Friday at 6:30 p.m. was the preview of short Sadhana Forest films, and at 7 p.m. our Rising Oceans, made in 2015 by director Bill Maher. At Visitor Center Movie Show, the holidays until 20th of May, so no movies. At Cinema Paradiso, today French drama, The Last Hammer Blow, made in France in 2014 by director Alex Delaporte. On Saturday we can see International Mustang, made in France, Germany, Turkey, Qatar in 2015 by director Dennis Gamze in Leuven. And on Sunday they will screen at 4:30 p.m. at children's film animation A Town Called Panic, made in Belgium 2009, director Stephanie Aubier. And at Cine Club later on at 8 p.m, crime drama Hell France, made in 1994, of course, by director Henry George Clouzot. And in the letters of yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "When the inertia comes up, the old moments which the subconscious is prepared to supply always can mechanically come up with it. In a certain sense, this inertia and the peace are the bright and the dark counterparts of each other, tamas and sama. The higher nature finding repose in peace, the lower seeking in the relaxation of energy and return towards the subconscious, tamas. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orgelradio.org.